final topic we need to talk about in this lesson is the topic of negative unjustified karma. Here's the protocol. You'll want to ask, does my client's soul hold a perception of karma that is unjustified? And then you'll also want to ask, what is the energetic statement of this unjustified karma? And you can use your programs and energetic statements chart to figure that out. Now, as you know, karma is simply how our choices become our consequences, and we can change negative karma at any time simply by making new choices. Well, there are times where the soul upholds unjustified karma within their divine soul blueprint. This is karma that continues to create consequences long past the duration of the choice. Negative unjustified karma occurs when we perceive to have made a horrible, horrible mistaken choice, and we never, ever, ever, ever want to repeat that choice because we perceive that we've hurt someone else physically or emotionally through our choice. Now, truth is, at times we do, in fact, make choices that cause other people harm. We're human. We make mistakes. Sometimes other people get hurt, whether they actually physically hurt themselves or whether we do emotional harm and really break someone's heart or really hurt their feelings. And even though we may have learned from that mistake and would never make such a choice again, the soul actually holds the karma open and incomplete in its divine soul blueprint as a reminder of that past choice. And that's why the karma is called unjustified. Choice and consequence have played itself out fully. There's no ongoing choices being made. And yet, the soul insists on the karma being current and thus keeps attracting the same consequences. Negative unjustified karma is like the soul insisting it has a lesson to learn even though it's passed the final exam and it still keeps going to class. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And what will happen for the client is that the same circumstances will keep showing up for them. They'll feel like they have a broken record in their lives and they can't comprehend it. Because the thing is, your client is not currently making choices that go with the circumstances that are showing up. So circumstances keep showing up and your client's like, I don't know why. This keeps showing up for me. It shouldn't be here. And they'll have that feeling of unfairness, like these circumstances that keep showing up are not supposed to be there, because within themselves they know they're no longer making those choices. But because the karma is unjustified in the soul's divine soul blueprint, that person will keep manifesting the same consequences over and over and over again in the absence of a matching choice. So negative unjustified karma usually is a past life circumstance. Of course, we're still experiencing the consequences now, but the start of it was in a past life. And when we create this karma with another soul, it can actually serve as an attachment mechanism for an attaching soul. So for example, a client may present with negative unjustified karma because in a past lifetime, they were supposed to watch their younger sibling but neglected that responsibility and the younger sibling was severely hurt or even killed. Or perhaps your client married the man her younger sister was deeply in love with, thus causing emotional pain and damaging their relationship. Negative unjustified karma, like all blocks and restrictions, is always characterized by very real life events where our client caused emotional or physical harm to someone close to them. And that created emotional trauma as well as guilt or shame. Now, in the lifetime in which the negative unjustified karma originated, the client will spend their entire life trying to make up for the hurt they caused. And when negative unjustified karma is an attachment mechanism, they will try for the rest of their lives to make it up to the person that they hurt. And that person will accept those actions as being appropriate. So that is what creates that agreement between them, and that's what creates that relationship dynamic. I mean, imagine if you've hurt your younger sibling or even killed your younger sibling. How would that affect your relationship with your parents? Oh my God, you would try to be the best person in the world for your parents, do everything that they tell you to do. You know, absolutely just whatever they want for you or from you, you would deliver that all in an attempt to make up for this horrible mistake, right? And they, I don't know, maybe they would forgive you, maybe not, but all of that person's choices would be characterized by, oh my God, I did this horrible thing, and now I want to make it up to my parents. And they would do that. Even when the parents transition, they will continue to do that until they transition. So again, we have this theme of a pattern continuing all the way up until we transition. And certainly, if we caused a sibling harm, emotional harm, right, we would then maybe go out of our way to do that sibling favors. We would be extra nice. And we're going to continue that until we transition. And so that is how this negative unjustified karma gets created. Because in real life, we made a mistake. We can only apologize for it, try to correct it, but that's all we can really do. Now, hopefully, the other people involved accept our apologies, accept that we've made up to them, and forgive us. But if that forgiveness never comes, then, you know, people are constantly working for it, and this is how you get negative, unjustified karma. But it is a choice that the client will make, because the thing is, at the end of the day, that person hasn't forgiven themselves for their own mistake. And that's really where negative unjustified karma comes from. It's a lack of self-forgiveness, this constant trying to make up for a mistake when really we can't ever. It's done. It's done. There was a choice. There was a consequence. It's done. And so usually it's that soul that hasn't let itself off the hook. So it's a very painful situation, but that's how the actions play out in that situation. It's forever trying to make up for the mistake through choice. So they'll try to make up for their mistake at the level of action choice all the way until they transition. And that's how the negative unjustified karma becomes part of their divine soul blueprint. Now, for now, you only want to find out whether negative unjustified karma is present and its energetic statement. So the energetic statement is essentially the energy of how your client experienced the consequence of their mistaken choice. Generally, it's guilt and shame. But we just want one. So it's either guilt or shame most of the time, but it can be others. But these are the most common energetic statements of negative unjustified karma. Again, we want to be specific, just get one energetic statement for the negative unjustified karma. And you're going to learn how to uncover the full story behind negative unjustified karma when we get to lesson 8. So now it is time for you to dive in. So please be sure to complete all your lesson 6 dowsing protocols for each of your practice clients. All the blocks and restrictions that we've covered so far, you want to find out just if they're present. And remember, finding them is always good news. Uncovering negative choices is how we serve our clients. Remember, remain in a state of detachment and don't try to figure out why the blocks and restrictions are present. Don't try to figure out what happened. For now, all we want to know, is it there? Is it not there? But I had to go into detail about what all the blocks and restrictions are for the sake of your frame of reference so that you can be accurate. So just go through the dowsing protocol for this lesson for each of your practice clients and just find out what's present. Are there golden web tears? Is there God spark damage? Are there attaching souls? Just find out what's there. And don't try to make it a story or get curious. Just detach for now, and then we'll talk about the next half of the blocks and restrictions in the next lesson, and then you'll learn how to put it all together into a session that makes sense to the client.